Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joanne Gerber, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them online at their website, hugsfromheaven.com. And Hugs is spelled H-U-G-Z. If you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call 631-425-7707. Our guest medium tonight for our show is going to be Reverend Joseph Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of very quick updates. Our 2015 Earth Day raffle is coming up next month, and the drawing will be on April 22nd. You'll have a chance to win up to 5 one-hour mediumship readings. Five. And all you have to do is enter. The Forever Family Foundation certified mediums who will be participating in this raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Renee Buck, Amy Utzman, Renata Santarelli, and Tracy Bray. We also have a wonderful event coming up this summer, our 2015 Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Reaching Beyond the Physical World, is scheduled for July 24th through July 26th at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. It's an amazing weekend of presentations and mediumship communication, and you will share an understanding of the afterlife with like-minded people. So we do hope that you'll be able to join us for that event. For more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. And as you know, all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and you can reach us here at the show, 1-888-627-6008. And again, that number is 1-888-627-6008. Our lines often fill up and light up and get very busy. This is a great night to connect with loved ones that are passed on and have your questions answered. We look forward to taking your calls. So, allow me to introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Scheel. And in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, he's also an ordained minister at the Journey Within Spiritual Church in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. Joseph is also an instructor at the Journey Within Church. He's a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, the world's oldest and largest community for the practices of spiritualism, and is also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Joe is also a fine artist, a sculptor, a recording artist, a published poet, award-winning teacher, and nominee for the prestigious Vanguard Award for the most innovative new teaching method. Joe, you have done so much and continue to do so much more. I've looked at your calendar, and I see how busy you are.
Thank you.
How do you keep track of yourself?
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
It's great to be on with you. I appreciate it so much. We've had a couple of great Dems together, a few of them.
We
actually
have.
And just awesome to be around you and watch your work and everything. So thank you so much.
And likewise. Great. We've been working together for quite some years.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen your work evolve, and it's just been amazing. And you're not just an evidential medium, but you're an evidential spirit artist. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, spirit art is when you draw the image that you're seeing clairvoyantly in your mind of the person's loved one on the other side, without the use of pictures or any kind of previous knowledge or things like that. I started out doing that a long, long time ago. I've actually been doing it my whole life and didn't really realize what I was doing, but even back when I was a young child at 5 years old, I was drawing with dexterity, and no one could understand how I could do that. But it's almost like an automatic writing or an automatic information. It comes in different ways. And for a long time, I drew multiple drawings of family members and things like that. And actually, a good friend of yours helped me to hone in on just one person at a time, and that was Rita Berkowitz. And she was just awesome. I asked her, I said, how do I get to just draw one? She says, ask them to hold still.
Is that kind of like asking loved ones to talk one at a time?
That's right. I said, duh, you know, and it worked out great. So since then, I've been working with Rita as well, and it's just wonderful. I'm doing a lot of good times and good work.
And you do
a lot
of work with Janet as well. And Janet and you both had very similar backgrounds.
Yes, we did.
Before you came onto this path. And, you know, people always ask me, well, how did you get started? How did you become a medium? And what I always say is I didn't go to college for 4 years to graduate and hope to get a job as a medium. It's just not the way this field works. I think it just comes across us in our life, on our path, at the right time. I feel it's all divine timing.
Right.
And, you know, you too, it's amazing because, you know, you were going into the seminary.
Well, I was in the seminary to become a permanent deacon in the Catholic Church, and this stuff was welling up on me at the time, and I didn't understand it. I was pretty lost, I have to say. It was not an easy time for me and not an easy jump to go from that into this. However, I had felt called to this kind of work my whole life. I didn't actually know what a medium was. I had read it somewhere in the Bible, but it didn't, you know, I passed right over it. And since then, I've learned an awful lot about what that is and what that's all about. But I finally, with the help of a lot of my friends, priest friends and other people that I spoke to, a good friend that was a rabbi as well, I said, you know, what am I going to do with all this? And they said, well, you know, you obviously have a talent. You should move and learn as much as you can about it and see what you can do. It's exactly what I did. I just dove into it full head steam ahead, and it's just turned out to be something that I've been able to do a lot more of what I thought would be priesthood and not what I thought would be a deacon work, which is help people open up to their spiritual life and really begin to understand the continuity of life and that there is a higher place that we really are all involved in. And so that gave me a lot of peace that I was not struggling with trying to understand it anymore, or thinking I was weird or all the rest of it. It actually gave me a lot of answers. And with that comfort, I wanted to pass it on to others. So that's what I do today.
Yeah. And so the message sounds like just, you know, follow your heart, because that's exactly what you did.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't come from a background of this type of thing, except that my grandmothers were both, you know, both Irish and from the old sod, and, you know, I'm sure there was some tea leaves read along the way.
I'm right. I'm sure we all have traces of that in our generations going back that somehow attribute to our abilities, either in a minute way or a very big way. I guess that's for a future study. But, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And that's a pretty big leap to take, because you're in this program where it's very prohibitive and very, very has a religious, obviously religious order, religious orientation, and you can't just like talk to people, you know, while you're in the seminary and say, you know, I'm talking to dead people. It just, you know, they would just probably say, you know, there's the door, and, you know, close
but,
it you behind
know,
you. And
right. But we were taught, like Jan and I had something very much in common when we first met. I did a reading for her many, many years ago, and we started to talk about what it was that brought us to this. And we both had a story that was pretty funny. When we were kids, we both go down to the church, and I lived about two doors down from the church, and I'd go down there and pry the door open because it was so heavy, and make my way in, and I'd pray every day, and I'd be in there every day. And I really thought at a very young age that I would be a priest, and I thought that most of my life, actually. So I went in there, and what happened was you know, she'd be in her place in New Jersey, and I'd be by my place in Massachusetts, whatever it was, but we didn't know each other back then. But I'd be talking to the statues. But the funny thing was, the statues would be talking back.
I want to hear the rest of the story, but we got to stop for a quick break.
You go ahead. Thank you.
We're gonna take some callers also when we get back. And
fantastic.
So please stay with us. We're going to stop for a short commercial break, and we'll be back shortly.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The sign registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Joanne Gerber, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joseph Scheel. So we've got some callers waiting on the line right now. If you're trying to get through, please keep trying. And we hope that you'll be able to talk with us tonight. Before we take our first caller, I'd like to mention that if you're calling in and we take your call in the air, we'd like you to either tell us if you want to have a connection with Spirit or if you have a question for Joe, and all we want is your first name, please. We do like to hear your voice, so just let us know if you would like a quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. So let's go to our first caller tonight, and the first caller we have is Christina from New York. Hello, Christina.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I am well. And do you have a question for Joe, or would you like to make a connection?
Well, I would love to make a connection.
Okay.
Fine, Christina. Thank you for calling. That's fantastic. I appreciate it very much. So let me just...
Thank you.
I'm glad I have the sound of your voice. Christina, I listen to your voice, I'm kind of tuning into somebody there that I really feel there's a gentleman there in spirit that really wants to connect with you, and I feel that this gentleman is talking about there being more than one of them, that more than one man there. There are several people, but I want to talk about this gentleman as he steps forward because I feel a very, very warm connection with you, with a lot of love towards you. This man was, I believe he should have had more time in life. I do believe that he passed on a little too early, if you will. I feel a kind of a vibrancy with him, like he was doing well for quite a while. I do feel like he went down quicker than he expected to, and that he really wanted to have more time with you and wanted to spend more time with you as I come around this. And I also want to say that the love that he has for you is really, really incredible as I'm feeling this. If you were to know him, which I believe you do, I think you would understand him to have had a really sound mind. He's very, very quick, and he had a good sense of humor, and he's kind of outgoing. He could be funny. He could probably bust my chops if I got to know him a little bit. I feel like he stands around my height, maybe even a little taller. I'm about 5'10", to give you an idea of where I'm at, but I feel like he stands very, very strong. He looks to be in better shape than I am too. Not no offense to me, but I feel like he's solid in a way. He's talking about a Jimmy or a James around, not necessarily his name, but that name comes close by somehow. So I need to say that. And I feel like his passing was way too quick, way too much, almost like some people didn't get a chance to say goodbye, and I just feel that as I come around this as well. Would you understand any part of that, Christina?
I understand 100%, actually.
Thank you very much. And
completely on target.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I feel like the reason he's coming, and if I can just get to that, because we don't have a lot of time, and normally I would want to know more about him and really get to know him and befriend him, if you will. And I do feel that kind of a person where we get along great. But it's almost as if he tells me that he's been around you and trying to touch in with you. And he talks about two dreams. So I just want to say two very solid dreams, almost like a voice type of dream, almost hearing him or talking to him in your dreams. He wants you to know that's him, and he wants you to know that he's been trying to let you know that he's okay where he is, but that he's also there to help you. I see a number of things going on in your life, and he talks about talks about somebody young around you that I want to he said
yes.
Child, so I need to say child, and just I'm not sure
yes.
exactly. He wants you to know that he's around and that he's uplifting, if you will. He's just like holding.
Oh, thank
holding,
you.
So holding a child. So I just want to say that as well. Okay. I hope that
so
makes
much.
Sense to you.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for me about anything?
It does.
Okay. Good. Do you have a question?
Well, thank you so much, Christina.
No.
Thank you, Christina.
I needed to hear that because that was exactly my concern, that the child needed uplifting. We're a little lost without him, a lot lost, and
mm-hmm.
needing his guidance and feeling really alone. And I just wanted to know that he was there and not somewhere else.
He's there. And know that he's only a thought away, hon. Spend a few minutes in
he's
the quiet every day and just say hello to him and then live your day and live it well, okay? I'm sure that's what he wants for you.
Yes.
God bless you. Okay.
Yes,
thanks.
Thank you,
you were
Christina.
Completely accurate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless.
Night. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. So we have a few more calls waiting, Joe.
Sure.
We have our second caller is Linda from Florida. Hello, Linda. Do you have a question for Joe, or did you want to make a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that very much. I know it's a little awkward, but we're going to try this, and so I thank you so much for calling. I just came back from sunny Florida, and I'm back up here in cold New Jersey. So.
I'm from Jersey.
Well, you should be glad that you're there. Let me tell you, we're going to get snow tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have it. There you have it. All right, Linda. Could you just say your name out loud, please?
Linda.
Linda, immediately I have two people coming through. There's a number of people there. I think you've had a number of losses, but I have someone younger here that wants to come through. I also want to talk about a woman here that's very, very strong. I'm getting the smell of roses and roses around this. Often that means the mother to me. It could be you're the mother, or she's the mother. But as I come, I want to see her, and I want her to come closer to me. I also have a gentleman here, and as I talk about the gentleman, I want to get closer to him. I have either a Daniel or a David that says that the name is being spoken to me, not necessarily his name, but I heard that in the background. I'm also feeling that there's someone here who passed very, very quickly. I do feel like they're apologizing, that there's something in the midst here I don't believe it's suicide. It's more like either lifestyle or something that happened at the time. It's kind of like a very, not immediate, but very quickly and almost as a distance to this as well, almost like we weren't able to do to make the changes we need to make or get to them in time. So there's a difficulty with that. So there's an apology about the situation and about that as I come around it. If you were to understand this, you would also understand that an Anne or the name Anne around this is either part of a name. I believe this might even be part of a name like a Joanne or a middle name. So I just need to say that she's referring to that. I'm trying to have one speak and not both, but I do feel like they want to be with you and they want to be around you. The gentleman feels to me like he's very close. He wants to love you, and I almost want to sit and look at you. So I do feel a very, very close connection here. There's a kind of a vibrancy with him and an excitement about being here. I do feel like there's problems with him. I feel like there's a sickness with him. This doesn't feel immediate to me. I do feel chest pains, and I want to go into my left lung for some reason. I feel a lot of difficulty in the lung area in the left side, so I want to say that, and it's going down my side as well. I do think... would you understand any of this, Linda, so far, please?
I understand the man.
Okay, but you don't understand the woman. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
So let's leave that be just for a moment, okay? And I'll try to see if we can't place her somehow, okay? But the man feels very strongly. He was trying to get my attention and trying to come through. And in this kind of a situation, sometimes it's difficult. But I want to say, as he comes around, he kind of wants to take both your hands and look right at you. So there's a tremendous amount of appreciation for you and thank you to you. And I feel like he's thanking you for being there for him. So I do need to say that to you. I feel that this illness took him to a point where he really was unable to kind of do some things for himself. A little bit of frustration, almost an apology for being a bit snippy, if you will. Not being able to get up and down by himself and that type of thing as he's talking to me. He's talking about the month of April being important in some way. He shows me the number 4, so I do need to say 4 is important here. So I went to April with that in my mind, but I want to say 4 is important. It could be 4 in the family, 4 children, something like that, but it's very important to him, so I do feel I need to say that. Is that making sense to you in some way?
Yes, my brother was 1 in April.
Okay. So I do believe you're just trying to give me different connections, and as we tie it off with different things, I just want to continue to give you a little bit more. I know it's a very short reading, unfortunately, but I would love to get to know him. This man seems very determined, very very regimented in some ways. I mean, he's got a gentle soul. I don't think he's the guy with the lampshade on at the party, but he's definitely got a seriousness to him. This man does not deal well with stupid, I got to say. he's kind of saying that to me. You know, he's the kind of guy I'd get along with, but he knows me as well, you know, and if I see somebody hurting somebody else, boy, the Reverend comes off my name and I'm out the door, you know. So it's just it's kind of the same thing. He's got that gumption to him, and I appreciate it so much. He's talking about the numbers, mess with the numbers or something. I don't know if he's talking about money here or things like that, but he wanted things to be clearer, cleaner, and I do think he was sharp. He very, very, very quick in his thoughts.
Yes.
You know, very quick how he thought, and he does have a sense of humor. I think he could take somebody's inventory and really size them up real quick.
Yeah.
So you know, and pretty much let them have it if they needed it. But God bless him. I like the strength in this man's character, and his love for you is extraordinary. I gotta say, it's like, you know, there's a lifetime feeling there to me. I just need to say that to you, you meant everything to him. So I just need to kind of put that out there to you very, very strongly. You know, I'm seeing right now. He's showing me a garden of some sort. I'm seeing kind of flowers that I'm not really too familiar with, I guess. I don't know why lilies are important, but I just need to say that's in my mind somehow, so I'll just say that. And
that was my grandmother's name.
God bless you. Okay, so he's bringing that to me. So he's probably met Grandma on the other side, and God bless her. You know, it's just phenomenal as he comes through. So know that he's with you, know that he loves you, and please take that with my blessings as well. God bless.
Thank you,
Linda. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Beautiful connection. Beautiful connection show. Okay, we have Kathy from New York. Kathy, are you still with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, welcome to Signs of Life Radio.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're
very
welcome.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting on the phone like that. I appreciate that very much.
Do you have a question for Joe, or do you want to make a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay,
Kathy, if you just say your first name again out loud, please.
Kathy.
Thank you. Kathy, I want to talk about a woman here that's very, very strong. I think she's I think she was a pistol and a half. I really think that she's awesome. She just had a spunk to her, and she would have challenged me up and down before I got in the door. Let me tell you, she would have given me the 20 questions. She's got that sense about her that she wants to know everything that's going on. You know, and I think she knew things before they even happened. I do feel like that, you know, you've got a bit of that sense yourself, and she's talking about, she gets it from me kind of thing. So I just need to say, she kind of knows people and knows what they're, you know, she sizes them up real quickly. Kind of knows it from a distance as well, so I feel that strong as well. There's a sense here that she would have been very keen, loved music, she loved dance, and when she was younger, but she thought a lot of people, she's also one who did not deal well with silliness or, you know, ridiculousness. She liked people to work. I think she was a very hard worker. I do feel she's showing me like she's spinning around, like multitasking or something, and I feel like there's a lot of love for you. She wants you to have a wonderful life. She's kind of coming around you to kind of entice love in your life. So I just need to say that. I know that sounds weird, but I kind of feel it. So I need to say it to you, Kathy.
Okay.
Well, you could do no wrong with her. So do you understand this at all?
You don't have a name by any chance, do
yes,
you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, God bless you. I feel like this. She owes me a rose, but I want to say, Kathy, would you understand? There's two different names here as I come to this. One is like a Dot or Dorothy or that type of a name. I also want to talk about a Jean or a Jean Jones, that a J name as well. So Jean, I think, is around her somehow. So she mentions both these names. Would that make any sense to you at all? It's okay to say
no. What's the D name again?
Either a Dottie, a Dorothy, Doris, something like that. I D O is what's in my mind, and I kind of thought I heard Dorothy.
And does she say her relationship to me or no?
I feel the name is not necessarily her name, but I feel like the woman who's talking, the woman who I'm with, feels to me very motherly to you, and I just feel like that's the kind of closeness. Like she would have directed you, she would have been part of your upbringing. So I do feel that closeness, and I feel like that she's got a lot. You know, she would have had talent in her life too. She's talking about your talent as well. So I just need to say that and. Come on, look further here. I'm definitely getting a there's definitely a J name, like a Kathy. I want to kind of mention a Joni.
Joni.
Yeah.
That I can't.
That's okay. Joni. Just tell me no.
Okay. Yeah, Joni. I don't.
What pieces of the rest of it would you understand, if any?
The D, I'm thinking of my grandmother for some reason, but her
okay.
name started with D.
Okay.
But she also had two names. That's why when you were saying that earlier, she did have two names.
Oh, okay.
She changed her name.
Oh, awesome. Good for her. She's just trying to confuse the medium, that's all. God bless her. Jeez Louise. No, I when I see roses and stuff like that, it often means mother or grandmother to me, and she's definitely part of your upbringing. So I would have said that she was definitely around you either.
Yeah, and I only had one grandmother that was part of my upbringing.
Okay.
I only had like one grandmother.
Would you understand the personality at all, Kath?
Yes.
Oh,
that's what I thought of right away.
Okay. God bless her. I believe she's here, and you know she's talking about love around you. So I didn't want to get into all that stuff, but I do need to say to you, she's like right there for you. She wants you to have joy in that. So I feel very, very strongly about that. And who was Richard or Richard in the family?
Richard.
Yeah. Would you
We know of Richard who's in Ireland.
In Ireland, okay.
Sorry, we're gonna have to take a commercial break now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. Say hello to Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back, everybody. If you've been listening to our show this evening, our guest medium tonight on Signs of Life Radio is Joseph Scheel. And please check out Joe's website at www.josephscheel.com. We're going to be talking with Joe in just a minute. We have time for a couple more calls before the end of the evening, but I just wanted to tell you about a great program called I Give Amazon. And through this program, you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is 100% not-for-profit, without sending us a single penny. Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. Instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? Well, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation for the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com, sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as a charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation, whether you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you are already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Red Envelope, 1-800-Flowers, Adidas, Adobe, Apple, Big Dogs, Bloomingdale's, Cheap Tickets, Drugstore.com, Expedia, The Gap, Hanes, Home Depot, Marriott, Priceline, TurboTax, The Body Shop, Zales, and much, much, much more. So please take a few moments when you shop and show us that you care. Joe,
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Joanne. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And how are you
doing? You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
And you are doing phenomenal.
Thank
you. We've had some amazing, beautiful connections with those people who have called in. So we have a few people. Our lines are lit up. And if you're trying to get through, keep trying. If not, please try again on our next show. So we have Sarah from New York waiting very patiently on the phone. Sarah, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Not a problem.
Good. And do you have a
I'm
question
doing good.
For Joe?
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question for Joe? Or
actually,
would you
like I would like a connection with Spirit.
Okay.
Okay, Sarah, could you just say your first name only out loud, please?
Sarah,
as soon as I feel that and hear that, it overwhelms me. I have a number of people here in spirit. I felt like I got an uncle or somebody in that capacity come through right away. I do want to talk about a Michael that is in my mind for some reason, and I just want to say that name, not necessarily the gentleman that approaches me, but that name comes there. I also want to talk about there's a younger gentleman and an older one. The older one here comes in and almost as if to say that he's around you and been around you and is sorry that he's gone so early in your life and wanted to be around longer. So I feel like there's a connection here that he feels very, very protective of you, very, very loving of you, and there seems to be a sense of wanting to let you know that he's touching in. I do feel like he passed very quickly, not a long drawn out disease, but something that took him too swiftly. And there's a youthful feeling here. I heard the word younger, so I just need to say this: somebody trying to bring somebody younger as well. And I want to say this feels to me very, very strongly that they might even be talking about a child, because I'm asking them to bring that child if possible. Would you understand any part of this so far, Sarah? It's okay to say
yes,
no to
I
me
do.
Now. You do. And could I ask you what pieces make sense to you, please?
Actually, every piece that you've said so far.
Okay, thank you. It's a bit crowded. I think there's people there that you may not have even known. I mean, there seems to be an awesome amount of energy and feeling here from people there. But these few people bring to me wanting to let you know. It's almost like we have them, and we have them. And so I do want to say that I feel like someone, they keep giving me a sensation or a sensitivity that somebody went very, very quickly, very, very abruptly, almost like no chance to say goodbye, no chance to resolve anything. I'm quite emotional with this, and I feel like that this emotion still lingers and still goes. There's a sense that they want to say to you that they're always there, they're always around, and we can help in many ways to relieve the pain. That there's a sense of wanting joy and wanting a release, knowing that you that they're there. I want to talk, if I may, Sarah, about, you know, I I hear either an Ashley or an Allie or something like that. Just remember I'm saying that. I don't know how that is or if it may be a friend of someone, but it's being called out to say almost like a hello, so I need to kind of say that. And would you understand everything continuing here, as I've said? Are there pieces
here?
Yes,
the name Ashley doesn't ring a bell, but... Everything else.
Okay. Don't throw Ashley out. Don't throw the name out, please, because I do believe it's connected somehow, and either it's another child or another child around. So hold on to it, okay? I want to say it's an association with a child, okay? It's not an adult. Mm-hmm. Adult. It feels youthful to me. So somehow another child that may have passed in the same time frame or somewhere around that as well. So just know that I'm talking about that. There's a feeling here also, Sarah. I'm getting my own name, Joseph and John, are two of my... Joseph Patrick John is my full name, and I'm getting... It's like running around my head. So I do want to kind of go to that John and John. Is that making sense to you in a family way, please?
The name John?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Joseph does.
Okay. Because they keep going around my whole name, and can I ask you, how does Joseph make sense to you in the family here? Is that?
I have a Joseph that is still living. That's a cousin.
Still living, a cousin.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also have an uncle that had passed on, a great uncle.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say that I'm not exactly sure that I would like to open this up and work this more, but it's such a short reading. I do want to ask you if you have any questions, and because there's such a limited amount of time, and I apologize for that, but. Do you have any questions?
Can I ask a question about somebody that has?
Yes, go ahead. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I had an aunt that had passed 2 years ago. Actually, this week was her 2-year anniversary.
Okay, don't tell me anything more.
You know, a lot of us didn't have a chance to say goodbye, so I just want to see if she is around us. And
okay.
We're gonna have to.
It's interesting. Okay, we have to move on. But I tell you what, Sarah. Would you understand the name Margaret or Mary around this at all?
Yes.
Okay. There is a connection. I do feel a security there, and I do feel that she is around. I want you to call her name out loud next time you're feeling something. You know, feeling like overwhelmed or whatever, and just have a sense that she's around. Okay. And I'd like to go into that further, but go to my website sometime, okay? God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we also want to remind folks, thank you, Angela. We want to remind folks that Joe's website is www.josephshill.com, and you are available for telephone readings, in-person sessions, and demonstrations. Is that correct,
yes.
Joe? Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, we still have some callers on the line. Let's see who we have. Tracy from New York.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Joe or would like to make a connection?
I would love to make a connection.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy. I'm going to have you say your first name only out loud so I can listen to the vibration of your voice, okay?
Sure, Tracy.
Tracy, I have again. There's like three people here. I want to talk about a grandmother in spirit that I feel strongly with. It feels like a grandmother vibration to me as I come to that. I also want to talk about a young man in spirit. and I feel like he passed very quickly. I do think it was of his own, a little bit of his own doing. It's not suicide. I don't feel that heaviness or anything like that, but it may be either accidental or something, you know, something he was doing at the time, mm-hmm. lifestyle. Something. And I feel very, very strong with that around you. It's the first thing that came through. I do want you to know that there is a woman there that loves you very much and wants to be with you and comes around quite strongly as well. If you, Tracy, I also want to mention either a Betty or a Beth or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that seems to be strong as well. But the young man seems to want to let you know that it wasn't his intention, that he's there and he's well, and that he's okay. There is a mention of a Danny. I think that may be a friend or something, not necessarily his name. I also want to talk about a Greg, Gregory,
okay.
Greg. Is that making any sense to you? It's okay to say no to me, huh?
Danny doesn't, but I have a living family member named Greg.
Okay. So there's a hello to a Greg, but there's also a hello to a Danny. So I just remember I'm saying that. I could have missed the first name. It could be a middle name. But I want you to just remember that he's trying to make you the messenger, I guess. Just saying hello. But know that that's around him. Do you understand all this so far?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could I ask you what part of it you understand, please?
I do have two people that were young males that passed
Let me go on for
so
a
I don't know which one that you're talking
okay.
about. Like
gonna,
for.
Let me get you go on a little further, okay? The feeling to me with this gentleman that came through was that there was confusion at the end. There was upset, if you will. I feel like there was a little bit out of sorts, if you will. I feel like he wasn't exactly sure what he's doing next type of thing. And I feel that confusion around him as he shows that to me. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. If I could say, I had two young men that were friends that overdosed and one that was a suicide very, very long time ago.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I don't think this was. I don't think this is the suicide. I do think this is accidental. I do think he didn't mean to do this, and so I do need to say that. Okay. I don't feel the heaviness of the suicide. And who's Ricky?
Ricky.
Remember, I'm saying that. Okay. Okay. Maybe people he's talking around him that were around him, but it there seems to be a connection with you and an appreciation for you because you kind of tried to help him and tried to guide him a little bit more than he was doing for himself, and he wants to thank you for that and wants you to know that he's around still. And there's a little bit closer relationship to him than there was to the one who died first. I need to say that to you, okay? Why is June so important to you?
My mother's birthday. She's
dead. Okay. Okay, so that comes in as well. And I want to talk something about the 21st or 21, okay? Do I need to just say that? I know this is short, so do you have a question for me before we...
We have to start. We have to move on.
Do you see anything for my sons? I have two sons. Anything about them?
We're going to have to.
Okay. I feel good. I feel good with both of them, actually. Very smart, the younger one.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry it's so short.
Sorry about that. We only have much time, unfortunately. But thank you for calling, Tracy. And God bless.
Thank you, Tracy.
Well, thank you, Joe, so much for being our guest tonight on Signs of Life Radio. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can also sign up for our newsletter. You'll be able to check out all the wonderful events that we host, like our raffles and retreats and so much more. You can check out all the Forever Family Foundation events while you're there. And don't forget to mark your calendar for the annual Afterlife Exploration Retreat.
at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut, this July 24th through the 26th. Join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Radio with your host, Angelina Diana. And Doreen Malloy will be back on the show next month on April 16th, hosting Mediums and Messages. I'm Joanne Gerber, and I wish you all a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.